It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday Phone Call.
Personally, I don't like getting involved in other people's relationships.
What?
No. Oh, wow.
I don't think it's a good idea.
Then we better, like, stop all of our segments.
We should quit.
Well, that's the thing about it, is once you get involved, it's usually pretty complicated. Mm-hmm. Things get messy. And no matter what advice I give, it always seems to end up with me taking my shirt off. That's how it always happens.
I did not see that coming, but
I guess better than the pants situation we had a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's why I've learned it's just better to not get involved.
Okay.
But luckily, I know my co-hosts love meddling in other relationships.
I
have my shirt off right now.
Yeah. That's why Jose's nickname is Nosy Hosey.
Yeah, they call me.
So you guys will be happy to know a listener has emailed us with a relationship problem, and she wants our advice on it.
Nosy Hosey's got your back.
And
I'm
his
here.
Shirt off. So here we go.
No.
The girl that needs help is Francesca. How you doing, Francesca?
Hey, I'm good.
Okay. Are you questioning your decision right now, or you still think this is a good idea?
I'm questioning it a little bit, but...
Okay, do you want us to put our clothes back on before we continue? Would that make you more comfortable?
Might help.
Okay.
That might help, okay.
All right, we'll start putting our stuff back on, and while that happens, why don't you tell us a little bit about what your situation is?
So I've been with my boyfriend, Will, like almost 2 years.
Okay.
We live together.
Sounds like it.
The way you said that was very interesting.
2 years.
So if they were like 2 months, it'd be like, it's Will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he's the best.
Are you happy in a relationship, Francesca?
I am, but I think we're about to have a fight.
Oh, you're predicting fights. That's not a good sign.
Why do you say that?
Well, okay. I have been wanting a dog since before we were living together. And once we were living together, he said he wanted a dog, but not right now. Mm-hmm. At first it was, we just moved in and the place is too small. We don't want a dog in a one-bedroom apartment. I mean, it's like barely big enough for us. There's nowhere really to walk the dog, or so he says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it sounds like you don't think those are very valid points.
Maybe if I was trying to get like a husky or something and keep it in a small apartment, but I have said like, I don't even care what kind of dog it is, we can get a small dog.
Yeah. That does make a difference.
Yeah.
I've tried to come up with solutions, but there's always some reason.
It sounds like he's not that into the idea of the dog though in general, and he's coming up with excuses. Like he did some Googling online about what are good reasons to give your girlfriend about why we can't get a dog.
I think Jeff's right though.
You know, he may have actually done that because he brought up just the cost of like veterinary bills, like the shots are expensive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that really covered everything.
I don't own a dog.
I didn't either. We got a sweet rescue puppy.
Yeah.
She is the most expensive rescue puppy on the face
really?
Of it. We have spent thousands of dollars.
I don't think of that.
I mean, I think in the first year of her life, we had already passed the $1,000 mark.
Maybe I can't afford a dog then.
Well, that's a tough situation. So what are we doing today? Are we trying to convince your boyfriend that he should be okay with you getting a dog?
Here's where you're probably hearing like all the hesitancy in my voice and why it sounds like nervous. I went with my friends the other day. She was going to a shelter to get a dog.
No. What'd you do?
You should have seen the look Brooke and Alexis just gave each other. This girl.
Why would you go? You know better than that.
I know I shouldn't have even gone, but I found this little chihuahua.
Aww.
Oh my God.
You got him, didn't you?
I did.
Oh my God.
I love it though.
No.
Can we just ask what the chihuahua's name is?
Pepe.
Pepe.
Oh, I love him. Pepe the chihuahua.
So what are you doing? Are you hiding the dog somewhere?
Are you going to kick the boyfriend out?
Does the boyfriend know?
He's actually out of town.
Oh.
Okay.
He doesn't know about Pepe yet. And that's why I'm really calling, is I'm hoping you guys can help me tell him.
Okay. We're doing us the dirty work.
We're not convincing him, like, to be okay with it. We're telling him you need to be okay with it because it's already happened.
He's going to jump on you.
Pretty much. Like, maybe it won't be a fight if you tell him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. This is Awkward Tuesday. She has to be the one to tell. We don't do that.
I feel like the dog has to do the dirty work here. Like, as soon as you see the dog and you cuddle the dog, like, maybe he just won't go back.
Put it on the phone?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Can you have the dog tell him?
I mean, honestly, Pepe hasn't been a great house guest already.
Oh, no.
Is he not potty trained?
I don't know if it was an accident or if it was intentional, but he went in the closet and peed on Will's shoes already.
Oh, no, shoe peeing.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to own up to that one for yourself. Be like, sorry, honey, I had an accident.
I got wasted.
Otherwise, Pepe won't stand a chance.
You better sign Pepe up for, like, doggy classes immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Oh, man. So now we have to tell the boyfriend there's a dog waiting at home and he's already peed on your shoes.
That does not help.
Oh, God. Okay, well.
I mean, I know he's going to be a that with me, but that's why I called you guys. I just, like, I'm hoping for at least some advice on, like, how to tell him so this doesn't turn into a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is tough.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. Francesca, you sit. Okay?
Stay.
Don't go anywhere. And then in 3 minutes, we'll come back and give you some advice.
I think she's being
Oh, no.
Oh, come on.
Bad girl. We'll do your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this. If you're just tuning in for the Awkward Tuesday phone call, we're talking to Francesca, who needs to let her live-in boyfriend know that while he was away on a business trip, she went and got a dog from an animal shelter without his permission, and that dog has already peed on his shoes.
Okay, well, that piece we don't maybe need to talk about.
But the reason why this is such a big problem is because while her boyfriend says he likes dogs, he said this is not the right time for them to have one.
Yeah.
Because they're living in a small one-bedroom apartment. Their finances aren't where they need them to be. But too late for any of that. Because he's coming home tomorrow from his trip, and he's about to meet Pepe. So,
Pepe the chihuahua is so cute.
That's why Francesca's looking for some advice. Brooke, what do you have?
I'm going to go with play dumb.
I thought you were going to say play dead.
No. I mean, here's the thing, Francesca. He hasn't outright told you, I don't want a dog. He's never said that. He's just made a lot of excuses as to why you guys shouldn't get one right now.
Right.
I think you should ignore all those excuses, pretend like you didn't really hear him, and be like, honey, yay, we have a dog. I knew you'd be so excited.
We finally got it.
You mean play dumb as in, like, you don't know how this dog got into your apartment or whose it is, but I guess it's here now.
I just mean play dumb as in, like, because you're just taking his excuses and you're translating them to mean that he doesn't want it. Like, just be like, oh, I fixed all the problems you brought up.
Dude.
Yay me.
And I think my advice can help with her advice.
What's your advice, Jose?
I was going to say, tell him that you saved the dog and something bad was going to happen to it if you didn't adopt it from the shelter.
Oh, you play on his heartstrings.
Yeah. So that makes him
feel like a hero. Every guy wants to be a hero.
No one can be mad. I saved this dog's life.
Yeah.
So you can play dumb like Brooke and then say, also, we're doing a good deed.
Yeah. Maybe don't even, like, pretend like you're saving his life. Like, maybe literally hold the dog over the railing and be like, do you want to save this dog? Now it's like a real moment of saving the life, not just like a tale that you told.
Build a moment.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's pass on endangering animals.
Oh, okay.
Puppies.
That was the best advice I have. Does that help you, Francesca?
I mean, I'm probably not going to do that one.
Oh, okay. Well, to each their own. But all right, we're going to dial your boyfriend's phone number and give him a call, let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call. You feel ready?
No.
You got this. Be positive, paint a positive picture.
Pepe.
Yeah, what would Pepe do? And channel that energy.
Probably pee himself.
So, okay. Maybe don't do that. Just be straight up and be honest, and hopefully he understands.
Yeah, I'll try.
All right.
Good luck. We're here for you.
Yes, we're here to support you. I'm gonna dial the number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey,
what's up?
Just called to chat. How's your trip?
It's going all right. You know, sorry if I answered weird. Your caller ID didn't come up.
Yeah, I'm calling from somebody else's phone right now.
Is something wrong? You sound weird. Like, what?
I know. Okay. I sound weird too. No, like, do you know how it's my birthday next week?
I do.
Yes. Well, I did something kind of exciting for myself. Well, okay. We're adding a new little companion to our family.
Wait, what? Are you pregnant?
No, I'm not pregnant.
Okay.
No.
What are you talking about? You just said that we're adding another member to our family?
Yeah. Okay, so that probably was a weird way of saying that.
Okay.
There will be the pitter-patter of little feet in the house, but it's my baby. I got myself a birthday present.
What in the hell are you talking about right now? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, I'm just going to say it because I'm torturing myself.
Yeah,
I got us a dog.
You did what?
I know, but here's the thing.
What do you mean you got a dog?
It wasn't like planned or anything. I went with Shelby.
Yeah, wasn't
gonna
planned.
Dog.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to. Am I in the Twilight Zone right now? Because it sounded like you just said you got a dog, without telling me about it.
I know. But I fell in love. His name is Pepe, and he's real cute. He's a little Chihuahua. And
oh my God, what? Friend, why would you do that?
I went with Shelby. She was getting one, and then Pepe was there, and I was afraid he was going to get put down if I didn't bring him home. So I brought him home.
Oh my God.
This is why I was afraid to tell you, because okay, you said
clearly you weren't that afraid because you went to a shelter without me and got a dog.
I know.
Don't you think we've done that together?
I know, I wasn't planning on getting him. I was just going with my friend. And, seriously, you are going to be in love. You'll understand why I couldn't leave without him.
You have no idea what you've done. You have no idea what you've done.
Okay, well, that sounds really dramatic.
No. Well, I have to tell you something now.
Okay.
While you were off at the shelter falling in love with dogs without telling me, I was working on getting you a birthday present.
Okay.
Do you know what that birthday present might be?
No. Is it
something
else?
It was a dog. It's a dog. I got you a dog for your birthday.
No way.
What's that?
Oh, my God.
No, they have two dogs.
What's going on?
Hey, Will.
Oh, my God.
What's up, man? You're on Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Oh, my God, and you're such a good boyfriend.
It's really cute.
Yeah. We're doing something on our show called an Awkward Tuesday phone call. Francesca reached out to us for help in trying to tell you that she got a dog named Pepe. But yeah, that is not what we thought was going to happen, though.
Is this a prank?
No.
Please tell me it's a prank.
It's not a prank. It's a segment where we try and help our listeners out with awkward situations that they're dealing with.
Yeah, Pepe's real.
Yeah, Francesca asked us to help her tell you the information.
She knew you wouldn't be happy. We had no idea you already got another dog,
yeah.
Dude.
Fran, how many surprises are you going to tell me in a day? My God.
But this is good because now Pepe has a friend.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
What? No, we have two dogs now. I barely wanted one.
Well, I only wanted one dog. You're the one that got the second one.
It's his fault.
Wait, Will, is it another little dog or is it a big dog?
I hope it's little.
It's a dachshund. I got a dachshund.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
those are pretty small.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Alexis's favorite.
It is.
I'm still a little bit weirded out by the way that Francesca brought up the news, though.
Yeah, little pitter-patter of feet.
Yeah,
what was that?
You're about to be a daddy to dogs.
I don't know. I was nervous. I didn't know how to say it.
It's like a dog gender reveal party.
Not
here.
Like that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ever do get pregnant, he's going to be very confused.
Yeah.
I mean, have two dogs. Might as well add a kid.
Watch what you say around Francesca.
Yeah. I know. Francesca, you're going to have to set some mood music for when he gets home. He wants more.
I went to a baby shower with my friend.
Yeah.
And it was just so cute.
All right. So, okay, now you have two dogs. Are you guys okay? How are you feeling?
I mean, I'm happy. I want to see this other dog.
Oh, she's ecstatic. What about you,
yeah,
bro?
Will, how are you doing?
I'm freaking out. I don't know how we're going to have two dogs in a one-bedroom apartment.
Well, like, I know you're worried about it, but, like, we'll figure it out. We'll make it work. We're a family of four now. We're parents.
Dude, I bet 2 months from now, Will's going to be going around with a little stroller with two little dogs in it. You are going to be that doggy dad. I just know it.
And one in it strapped to his chest and a baby totally. Bjorn.
I have no idea how we're going to do this.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe you need to start thinking about, like, a second job so we can afford stuff.
Oh wow.
What? You lost your mind. You've lost your mind.
Well, it is her birthday, so she does get one wish, and it's for you to work more.
I might as well work more because there's no room at the house for me when I come home.
That's,
there you go.
Well, that's not true. There's a little doggy bed in the corner with your name on it. I just say, whatever you do when you get home, Will, definitely don't look in the closet, okay?
Oh, we forgot about the shoes.
What's in the closet?
Nothing. Love, you're fine.
Yeah.
If I come home and for some reason there's a third dog in the apartment, I'm going to lose it.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.